The Man in the Iron Mask.
When Edmund Marchiali takes King Louis' place at the ball given to welcome the Infanta of Spain, who is betrothed to Louis, an attempt is made to assassinate the man whom everybody believes to be the king. But Edmund shows amazing prowess with his sword and also saves the life of the Infanta. So impressed is she that she hurries to his apartments later and tells him that although she hated the sight of him on the day before, she has, all in one night, fallen in love with him. Later, when King Louis talks with his brother, Edmund asks him to be kind to the Infanta. Louis immediately accuses him of having fallen in love with her.
Of course, you've fallen in love. Oh, what a strange taste you must have. Everybody at court thinks she's dowdy, ugly. Of course, tonight in that red velvet dress which I sent her, she looked passingly pretty. So you're in love with her, brother.
That's not true.
No. You appear in your eyes when you ask me to be kind to her. When you told me that she was pure at heart. Perhaps you wish you were me, eh? In 5 days' time, standing before the altar with Maria Teresa, becoming a husband.
Louis, I am not in love with her. But I do want you to try and understand that she's sweet and innocent and much too good for you.
Do you dare to talk to your king like that?
You're my brother. And now I can say as I like. Yes, even at the risk of being put back in the Bastille in that filthy iron mask. Louis, she loves you. She worships you. And yet even now you're planning to go off into the country to another woman.
And why not? What is the Infanta of Spain to me? It's merely a marriage of state. Of all the women I've ever met, I think she is the least likely to attract me. What is more, I'm not sure that I'll be able to hold my temper with her. She's dull and stupid and boorish and so narrow-minded that it just makes my head ache when I think of it. But do you know what, Edmund? I'm beginning to think that you're gaining a lot of self-possession in my clothes and in my disguise.
Oh, no, Louis. Why, only just now I told to tell you that I didn't want to go on with the masquerade. And yet, I have so much at stake.
Oh, you must continue with it now. I've already written to Maria in the country. She's expecting me tomorrow night.
But the situation is fraught with danger. I fear the Cardinal... Sooner or later he'll guess. Some question he'll ask me, and I'll give the wrong answer.
But you fooled him tonight, and you could do that again. In fact, here's the idea. When I'm gone, you will say you are resting, suffering from shock because of the ordeal you've been through. Everybody will be sympathetic because they all saw you fighting against seven. If the Cardinal comes and asks you questions regarding matters of state, say you're too ill to talk. That'll rid you of him. Also, when you're in doubt, there's always the tellier to guide you.
But I can't understand why you can't be king and yet go off into the country as well.
Oh, my dear Edmund, we come back now to the Cardinal. He's a cunning old fox, and he knows that if I disappeared from Paris, that I'd be making my way straight to his beloved niece, Maria. He would send her off to Austria or Italy, and perhaps I might never see her again. In this way, we close the eyes of the old fox. He will not suspect.
I see. And what about my part of the bargain?
Did you release the prisoner?
What prisoner?
The young woman in the Bastille.
Oh, yes, I'd almost forgotten. Oh, yes, of course, I signed a dispatch as soon as you agreed to my condition.
And she's free now?
Yes. Thank heaven for that.
Is this one of your paranoia?
Just a friend.
Oh, no, you needn't be so guarded with your brother. After all, you know about my peccadilloes now. Why shouldn't I know something of yours?
I prefer not to discuss her.
It's a mystery to me how you're able to conduct an affair in the Bastille. I'm beginning to think that the waters are not as strict as they should be. I must make a note to tell the Cardinal in the morning.
Oh, poor Cardinal Mazarin. You know, if only he could see me 24 hours from now.
The lovely Maria, his favorite niece. How she adores me. How she worships me.
Oh, you don't know what beauty is, my dear Edmund, until you've seen Maria.
You talk of this Infanta as being beautiful. Next to Maria, she's a veritable witch. Broomstick and all.
have a great deal to do today.
Yes, Your Highness. Now, first, I want you to see that a letter is sent to the Queen Mother. I need advice about French fashions. The gown was a great success last night, Louisa.
I knew it would be, Your Highness. You have never shown your shoulders before. And as you left these apartments, I felt that they would indeed be the most beautiful shoulders in the Hall of Mirrors.
I received many compliments.
I'm glad. So glad, because you were afraid to wear the dress. You remember, Your Highness?
Was I? Oh, Louisa, that seems such a long time ago. The span between today and yesterday, it's like 100 years. I feel a new person this morning.
And you look so different, Your Highness. Your eyes are sparkling, there is color in your cheeks, and you hold yourself so erect. You think that perhaps you might like France after all?
Like France? Oh, I don't think I could ever leave here now. I made the most terrible mistake, Louisa. The king is a very wonderful man.
I thought that too, Your Highness, but I dared not speak it. This morning below stairs, all the servants are talking about his wonderful swordsmanship and the fact that he saved your life. They all say that it is the most romantic, the most exciting thing that has ever happened in the history of the kings and queens of France.
And you were there the night before when I called him a fop. Worthless, useless. Oh, I was so insulting. Louisa, I feel that I am just beginning to live.
Oh, Your Highness, it makes me so happy to hear you say that. I like this French life, too. The food is so highly spiced and the women all dress so well, even below stairs.
And I shall be the best dressed of them all. At least I owe that to my king. And that is why I must talk with the Queen Mother, find out the king's favorite colors, the fashions he prefers, what food he likes best, and which are his favorite wines. I shall do all I can to make him feel that the bargain is not such a bad one after all. Where is the portrait, Louisa? The portrait we brought from Spain.
Packed away in the bottom of one of the baskets.
Then bring it out, Louisa, bring it out. It must be put here in this room. The private place opposite the great door. I want to gaze upon it all day and every day. Until the time comes when Louis will be at my side for always. Oh, Louisa, what a happy woman I am.
Marchioli, are you awake?
Yes, Letellier. The king.
Did he start off last night?
Oh, yes. He wasted no time with his beloved Maria. He should be there by now. He must be back within 4 days so that he can marry the Infanta.
It'll be a tremendous wedding, of course.
Oh, incredible. All the ambassadors from all over the world. And there's to be a great room at the end of the palace in which they will put their gifts. There will be a reception afterwards inside the palace at Versailles, and outside in the grounds as well. Fireworks and maypoles and as much wine as the thousands of guests can drink. Yes, I sympathize with His Majesty. He loves the Cardinal's niece. Oh, he loves her so much. Now he must come back to all this noise and be burdened with a boorish woman.
Don't you dare call Her Highness Maria Theresa a boorish woman. She's your superior. Understand that, Letellier.
I beg your pardon.
I think you heard what I said.
Methinks Edmund Marchioli takes his masquerade too seriously.
While the king is away, I am the king.
You? Why? You, well,
hadn't you better see who's at the door? I'm indisposed.
Very indisposed, it seems to me.
What, Cardinal Ludwig?
Where is His Majesty?
His Majesty is not... He is not well after the excitement of last night.
I'd like to see him all the same.
But, my Lord Cardinal,
this is a matter which brooks no procrastination. Stand aside, Lucadier. Oh, our hero has found it too much for him.
I'm afraid so, my Lord Cardinal. The muscles of my arms, they ache, sir.
I do not wonder. I've dealt with 7 men, and I've never seen anybody wield a sword as you used it. The whole of France is humming this morning with the news. You're a hero and a king all in one. Now then, to business.
Business? Oh, but my Lord Cardinal, I'm not sure that I feel like talking business this morning. My head aches, too. Perhaps the undue excitement last night.
I feel sorry about that, because you will have to rise from your bed. This is a very urgent matter and must be dealt with today.
What is it you want of me?
Several unforeseen difficulties have arisen concerning the marriage. In 4 days' time, you and the Infanta are being married according to the French ceremony, but now the Spanish ambassador has made certain representations. You must be married according to the Spanish law as well.
That can be arranged, surely.
Yes, but unfortunately, you cannot be married according to the two ceremonies on the one day. The timing and the plans have all been completed. Everything would be upset.
Then, what do you suggest?
I've already made the declaration. You will marry the Infanta quietly today.
What?
According to the Spanish custom.
Today?
This leaves the pomp and ceremony of the French marriage undisturbed for its great show in 4 days' time.
Edmund Martiali sat straight up in his bed when he heard this startling news. Here was an alarming development for which he could find no answer. Make sure you hear the next interesting chapter of The Man in the Iron Mask.